Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Dangerous Lines podcast.
Hello. Hello.
And as you know, I'm your host, Dyron, with my co-host,
Malika.
And there's no third co-host this week. We didn't want to spare y'all after last week. So
there's only so much Donald you can handle per month.
Damn. I didn't say that.
Oh, I meant like... Dang. Well, if you're missing him, just replay the last episode and you'll get your little fill.
Pineapples. Anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, so let's get it started. So, how's it going, Malika?
It's great.
All right. So, yesterday was Halloween.
What was the scariest thing that you have seen, like, this Halloween?
I don't think I can say it on air.
What?
Stuff we seen last night was not
very scary. We were at a, I almost said Christmas party.
Someone's mind is in December, ready to get out of
the I'm year. Ready for Christmas music.
Oh, God.
Today is the day, November 1st.
No, it's not. To play. No, yes. No. Christmas music after Thanksgiving.
All for Christmas is you.
Okay, Mariah Carey. Baby. All right, Mariah. Mariah. All right.
Yeah, so we're going to do a Christmas party. We're going to do a Halloween party last night.
So you want to tell people what we as a couple went as?
Yes. We went as your favorite couple, one of your favorite couples from the 90s.
It's late 80s, early
90s. Late 80s, early 90s.
Starting 87.
Well, they finally got together in the 90s.
I don't remember what season it was.
It had to be towards the end.
No, it was like season 3 or 4. They were stuck anyway, for a while.
We were Whitley Gilbert. And
Dwayne Wang
from A Different World.
Then where you come from?
Ow!
Yes, see, it is not. Anyway, so yeah, we got the I got the glasses. I got the Malika created these Hillman College shirts, and
yeah, that's probably some copyright infringement somewhere.
No, I mean there is a university named Hillman College. Truthfully, be told.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I did some Google research.
It was only iron on letters. Don't come after me.
As long as you don't sell them, reproduce the material.
I'm not selling them.
All right. I think we'll be good. I don't think they'll be coming after us.
Okay, good.
Maybe. We should have crooked letter the other L and be like, oh, it's not the same. They're not the same. Oh, cool. So yeah, we hit up a couple of Halloween parties both our friends had. That's our dog in the background drinking water. Yes, she's allergic to water.
Oh, my baby.
The dog's allergic to water. So yeah, she's back here coughing up a storm. So yeah, we went to two Halloween parties last night. We only got one trick-or-treater at our door,
which is and kinda... I missed him.
Yeah, it was quite contentious.
Yeah, so I made the mistake of putting, so in our community, they said, like, turn on your light and have, like, this orange thing on your door and stuff. So I did all of that, and then I was like, I need to go take a shower, and Dyron needed to cut his beard, and so we both were, like, not really ready to receive trick-or-treaters, but our house appeared to be ready. So we're both upstairs. I just got out of the shower, and there's this, like, knock at the door. And we're both like,
okay, police.
That's what it sounded like.
No, it didn't. It's just regular knock. The lady was nice.
It's not that she wasn't nice. It was just a big, loud noise. Sometimes we don't get a lot of knocking at our door. So, anytime somebody does knock, I, like, get all, like, tense. I at home, I don't answer at my house in Buffalo.
Well, yeah, I had to go pull on a shirt, you know, and run downstairs and catch them. I caught them before they left, but yeah.
Yeah, so I missed the only trick-or-treater.
There probably was more because, so we have, like, a back gate to our back door, And we left and we closed it and we came back because we accidentally left the light on and the scarf up.
We left our house was like,
Was...
we want trick-or-treaters, and then we're like, we're not home.
Yeah, and so yeah, when we came back, the gate was open.
You
So
pissed
maybe.
off some children, I'm sure.
I mean, it was like 8 o'clock. Nobody came
And
from
I'm sure
six to eight.
Fancy was going crazy in here, and they were probably like, well, I'm sure somebody's coming.
Barking every 2 seconds.
But yeah, at home, I don't even answer the door. I'm always like, are we expecting company? So, if you ever come over here, call before you come, because I'm not opening the door unless it's Halloween.
Open when one of our favorite loyal listeners come through, Christina.
She tells me she's on her
Sorry.
way.
Oh yeah, she makes me. Yeah, I have to go be the sacrificial lamb in this case for the opening
Yeah,
the
you
door.
gotta open the
Something
door.
happens, you know why?
Whatever.
Even if she's like right next to the door and I'm upstairs, she's like,
Please.
anywho, so. Yep. That was what we did yesterday.
Yes.
We saw some interesting costumes. We saw some very interesting stuff. We got some good stuff
Yeah,
from back.
there were really good costumes. There's a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles going on. We saw that at both
I
parties.
saw a Roy Harper costume, Speedy, for my nerd
Yeah, that
people.
was really good.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't figure it out at first because it has
Well, I
the.
knew his mask was from one of the cartoons, the way
Yeah.
it was shaped.
Yeah. It has that like Nightwing-esque mask if you ever know who
Yeah.
Nightwing is, but yeah, so it took me a second to.
Nerd
Why, yes. Wait till
alert.
you get your nerd alert on. I will nerd alert you. Cool. Cool.
Nerd
Oh. Anyway.
Who else had a good costume? Oh, we had, well, maybe there was Jay-Z and Beyonce.
On the Ron version.
Yeah, on the run version, so it was like Beyonce
So
version.
yeah, notice right away we went to that concert, so therefore we.
Yeah, we know
Oh
these.
God, yeah. I was told before that there's levels to this Beyonce as far as eras
Oh,
of Beyonce, Destiny's
yeah.
Child, when Sasha
Destiny's
premieres. Like what?
Child,
It's Beyonce.
Baby
Oh,
Boy, Dangerously in
that's the
Love.
same thing.
Whoa.
They were all off that what first album, ain't it?
No.
That Crazy in Love and Baby Boy went off the first album.
Yeah, but Dangerously in Love.
Ain't that off the first album too?
I don't remember.
Oh God! Oh, Beehive, come get her.
Stop.
Beehive, come get her.
I just can't.
Oh, I'm gonna tell your
I
Beehive
just
members, your
listen to
fellow
all
trio.
of
Oh, I'm getting your trio. I'm tagging them. You know who I'm gonna tag? I'm gonna tag. I'm tagging
Stop.
them after this.
Stop. I think I've earned my Beehive
I'm
credit.
gonna
I've been
shout you out.
to five Beyonce concerts in my lifetime.
Beehive would not appreciate it. They need you to go
Whatever.
to up that up to double dig.
I will.
They need it like
I
now.
will get to there.
Beehive coming.
Whenever I can
Z
go see
z
her,
z
I go see her. I stood out at Made of America a few years ago for hours to
Okay.
see her.
Cool.
I've put in my time, my standing. That's all I want to say.
Cool.
So,
Yeah.
I want to share with you something scary.
Oh Lord. So we're gonna switch topics here and yeah, that was our Halloween report. I'm
Halloween.
saddened because it's the last day of my favorite month of the
Ooh.
year. By October, I'll never forget you. You were awesome. Wonderful year. Wonderful month. Great, great, great
Was a
month.
wonderful month.
I enjoyed
Drake
October.
dropped that
Oh,
Hotline
Jesus
Bling.
Christ.
October's very own. And I love when that Hotline Bling. Everybody was dancing to that. It was funny. It's the new dance
Drake's never
craze.
gonna leave us because he has to keep creating something that we laugh at every
I
year at least for the rest of our lives. Drake dancing like he was 45 years old and he's only what 28, so it's gonna be hilarious when he gets 45. It's gonna be so fucking hilarious.
that? Oh, this is kind of scary too.
What's scary
Or
too?
creepy, I
Oh
could say.
Lord, what's creepy?
I don't think I told you
My
this.
face.
No. From your birthday. Ew, stop! He's making a creepy face. From your birthday, there was this guy. Like, you got up and left, And I was sitting down at this table, and this guy comes over and sits down, and he's like, "I like your laugh." I was like, "Oh which made me laugh some more, but that was creepy.
You're just pleasuring him at that point in time.
Oh, God. No. I can't help but laugh when I'm nervous. So anyway, that was creepy. But here's the creepy. It's not creepy. It was just like,
Switching lanes.
what is happening, right? So, all right, we're gonna play this for you.
So this week, would you like to get some background on it?
No, I just want to play it.
Alrighty then. We will let y'all know. So here we go.
This is not me singing.
She had to let y'all know.
So that was a clip from MSNBC of Mrs. Ben Carson, the Republican running for presidential office, his wife singing the national anthem. I don't know where she was singing it. I don't know why she was singing it. But baby, no. Someone needs to talk. She needs a friend. Someone needs to talk to her.
You need something.
She needs a friend to say, do not sing. She needs a friend to say, baby, get your hair together. She needs a friend to say, baby, get your clothes
Oh,
together.
God.
She needs a friend to say, baby, get your life
So
together.
she reminds me of if you ever go to church, if you go to church on regulars, you know that lady
Oh my
who's like
God.
the deacon's wife, and she gets up there and she thinks she can sing, and
That's exactly
everyone's
it.
like everyone obliges to her, and she gets up there and she's the one who's getting the solos, and you're like, oh God, this is awful. Ugh! And she's off key and off
Oh
balance.
my.
That's what that was. That was
That is ex She
tragic.
just needed a hat.
No,
She
she
just needed
just
that church hat.
she needed a mute button. Somebody mute.
I'm sorry, but
She needed this not to be released.
she cannot be my Michelle Obama. She just can't.
Well, she might not be, but we'll see.
I just this and there was the Republican debate
I didn't watch a
of
single second
like
of it.
I think it was Tuesday.
I didn't watch a single second of
I
it.
didn't watch any of it, but I saw some highlights. Pretty much what the talking heads said was like nobody won. Like it was all like really flat. Nobody like stepped up or like Trump's falling in the polls. Thank God.
So we hope to have
But Ben
all.
Carson is stepping up.
So yeah, we hope to have some more political aficionados on the show to discuss more about the upcoming.
Now that's
Well, Eric, Steve,
oh, that's true.
Tony, Ken. Shout out to all three of y'all.
Toyin, hey,
Thanks. I'm shouting people out. That's my shout out segment.
Toyin,
Oh gosh.
you're awesome.
Yeah, it was good seeing you last night too, bro.
Yeah, we miss you when you moved away.
Anywho, so yeah. Yeah,
Well, thanks for listening to our podcast because we talked about it. And it was awesome to talk to you about it.
yeah,
But thank
so we do shout people out who do give us feedback and love and appreciation and attention.
Hopefully Kurt will hear this
We'll
and give us a
drop
shout
him
out.
a demo podcast on when he comes here.
Kurt, listen to
Hey, Craig. What up, player? Maybe we do need that meet and greet and drop that drop slip that
yeah.
slip that junk in.
Crit, we talk about you all the time. Come through.
So yeah.
Right. So yeah, tell us what you think about this little musical interlude we had because that was like
Yeah.
Oh, and all those people in that room had to be like, yes!
Support. They out there supporting.
Yes!
And then in their head, they're like,
Oh, no!
no. This cannot represent us.
Or
This.
they're like, she can sing.
Oh, God. Brutal. Anyway, so yeah, that was cool. So
Magic 8-Ball.
we are not, Magic 8-Ball segment is not ready yet.
Can Ben Carson's life? Will she continue to sing? Without a doubt, there will be more videos to come. I'm sure of it.
She's the new meme of
Oh.
20. She could be a meme of 2015 going into 16. She might be that
And it's not, I
on
don't want to
point.
be like, I'm not trying to be like mean. Like, do you, girl. Sing in your shower, sing in your car, sing for your children. You do that. But please don't sing for America.
She was just singing at a rally. Someone just recorded it and decided to upload it online. How is that her fault? She's just showing her love for the
She,
country.
you can sing in the shower, you can sing
I
in
mean,
the car.
true.
But to get up on stage in front of all these people and be like, welcome to the rally, and like belt that out. But
I
I'm just,
mean,
it's just
I don't think it's, I
an
don't think.
observation, and I'm just not sure she has been told in her life, like, no, you should,
I don't think it's reached Howard Dean's yeah levels, but I don't think it's reached that level. So I think she's all right. That's still the GOAT
If
moment from
there's more
rallies.
videos to come, because I feel like, she'll be like, oh,
She might get better.
these
Oh God,
haters or whatever, I'm gonna
I
do
don't.
this.
I quite don't
The
think she's
Lord has
saying
moved me.
haters.
The Lord has moved me to
Oh
do this, so I'm
Jesus.
gonna do this. And she's gonna do it more.
Malika just wants memes and videos and gifts and
She's gonna do it more.
jokes.
She's gonna my prediction is she's gonna do it more.
There's an agenda out for this. I don't know what it is yet. She won't speak on it, but there's an agenda with this. Anyway, so all right, that's for our what's been happening this week.
What's happening?
Let's go to entertainment, and
Oh,
yeah.
that wasn't. Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, that's partially entertainment. I mean, she did
It
entertain us
is
this week.
entertaining.
But we can go to our basic anything you checked out on TV you want to talk about this week?
I did a lot of DVR catching up, so I'm like, I'm super behind
Didn't you finish
still.
Grey?
Yeah, but I only fit was able to finish because they took a 1 week hiatus, so I'm caught up there. But
Anything happening on there? Of any importance? Which means no.
you would have to understand. Basically, it was around, spoiler alert, it was around Derek Shepherd's death, and I guess one of the residents that was on his case when he died came back and is dating one of the doctors at the Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital, and now she's trying to be a resident there. But like, everybody now knows that she's one of the doctors that killed Derek.
Won't watch.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Gray's got me back. Like, they've had some weird seasons, but they've been pulling me back, so I'm liking what they're doing there.
Okay.
And then I caught up on 90 Day Fiancé, of course.
That show's hilarious.
It's like the facial expressions of the family members. Like, I don't know. TLC does a good whoever films the show. Like, they do a good job of catching like all the side eye and all the reactions of people when they're saying stuff or like when they're hearing different things, and it's just like, what? So funny. But yeah, I mean, the relationships on there are very like, I mean, it is television, there is editing, but like a lot of them are suspect of like, how, is this working together?
Yeah, there's some interesting couples this year. I guess that it happens every year. There's interesting couples, so we'll see what's what on that and see. if anything works out. I doubt anything should work out, but who knows? I don't know. I mean, I'd stop watching the reality TV and Leah sucked me back in again with this show. So, yeah. I'll give you all a Flash Arrow report next week. So,
Oh, I was
cool.
gonna say nerd alert.
You did it twice. Paybacks are
Three
coming.
times.
One third one.
I just said it again. Nerd alert. That's four.
Who's keeping count?
The nerd over here.
Yeah, you!
I know.
Nerd alert.
I know.
Anywho.
That's a bad nerd alert on your part, though.
I'm not quite as.
You're just too in it to see it.
Anyway. All right, so yeah, I'll give my TV report later, as y'all know it as sports. But so,
Did you
let's
just
just.
try to steal my?
I didn't really steal
You stole
yours.
it. You tried. You
It's
tried.
ours.
You tried it.
It's ours. Sports. Cool. All right. Yeah, so that's TV. Anything in movies you want to talk about?
Crickets, no.
Anything you're looking forward to seeing upcoming, the fall releases?
The release of the Mockingjay Part 2 of the Hunger Games.
Gotta be better than Mark and Jay Part One.
That's gonna be coming out, I think, Thanksgiving
Part One
time.
was a waste of time.
No, it was setting
It
it
was
up.
boring.
Well, the thing is,
It was trash. It didn't need to be split into two. You know this.
the thing. Well, they always try to split the last book into two. Really, the second movie should have been split into two because there was just so much. But the third book, I didn't even finish it because it was so boring. So I need to watch the movie to know what happened. I have no idea how it ends. No clue.
I mean, we have a clue. It's a book. It's not really dark and deep, and it's built for kids. Well, how do you think it's gonna end? Fairy tale endings happen,
I
kids.
don't think it's gonna be fairy tale.
We'll see.
We will see.
All right.
But I haven't read it, so I have no idea what I'm like.
Cool.
I will accept whatever they show me because I'm not finishing the book either. I have no desire to.
So yeah, yeah, so I'm excited to see Creed that comes out in Christmas, or yeah. Yeah, I think it's Christmas or New Year's, or not New Year's, but yeah, I think it might be Thanksgiving. I'll have to look again,
If
but
it's Thanksgiving, that's cool.
yeah, it's with Michael B. Jordan as Apollo Creed's son from the Rocky movie, so, and Sylvester Stallone is in this as well, so it should be a dope movie. So yeah. So yeah, anything else you'll we're also well at least I'm also
Get up to go get his phone. I was like, what is happening?
And my co-host didn't want to cover for me.
I
Well,
Let's talk about sports.
cool. Any music before we
No,
go?
see, I tried to transition and
Let's not. Okay. All right. So yeah, let's talk about sports.
now we can talk about music.
Okay. Well, which one are we on?
When you talk about music, all I can say is that Adele song, I think I've listened to it 1,000 times now.
Has it depressed you that rough? Okay.
Hello. Hello.
I just want to shout out Mac Wiles for getting an appearance, getting this big major appearance in the video. That's
Good
it.
for him. Anyway, we won't drown you with Adele speak because I'm sure all of you have been listening to it as much and watching the video and hearing it on the news and all that stuff. So, moving right along to
Sports.
sports.
And as everyone knows, this is what I've been watching on TV this week. It was the return of the NBA season, and
Basketball.
yep.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Woo!
And so it started off this week with the Bulls and the Cavs playing each other on Tuesday night, and we got to see a little bit more improvement from both teams. Both started a little slow and a little off center to figure out what they want to do this week. But I think both of those teams are going to be really, really good. The Bulls should be really good, and the Cavs seem to figure out how they want to use LeBron and Kevin Love. So they'll be fun to watch. In the second game, it was the Warriors and the Pelicans. The Warriors got them big rings. I would do the future Drake again, but we did that last week, so.
Yeah. Oh, what a time
Well, it's called Big Rings.
to be alive. I don't know. I haven't listened to that.
Other than the one song I play. All right, so yeah, and the Warriors are and listen, the Warriors are off to a really hot start right now. They're 3-0. They just smushed the Pelicans twice this week, and it's
Ooh.
off of the reigning MVP's dominating performances.
Oh.
Okay, Rick Ross. 48 points, and I think in game one, and 51 last night against the Pelicans. Fly Pelican, fly, fly. And he
Oh.
also destroyed the Rockets, the Western Conference Finals opponent from last year in game two. So yeah, they're looking really nice. So I've been watching a lot of League Pass, a little get a little flair. Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are still the most exciting team to watch in the NBA.
Oh my gosh, there's what was it, double overtime?
Yeah,
Triple
it was
overtime?
a double overtime
A
game against the
million
Magic.
overtimes?
It was really good. The ending of the fourth quarter of that game was outstanding. The Cavs are fun to watch. The Warriors are fun to watch. The Clippers are fun to watch. Blake Griffin is it's just killing them right now. So yeah, they're fun to watch. The Pistons have started out 3-0. They beat our Atlanta Hawks,
Ooh.
but they're looking good. I think Stan Van Exe has got that team to roll on and do his thing. So yeah.
Isn't Van Gundy?
Yeah, it's Stan Van Gundy, but it's Stan Van Exe for his very extreme opinions.
Wait, can
That's all you love, Stan Van Exe. Anyway.
be my trivia question? Because I got it right.
Last week you didn't.
I know, but I'm saying I knew his name was actually Stan Van Gundy.
True, true. All right, well, I'll allow it.
Yes!
All right.
I know stuff, people.
So yeah, anything else in basketball to talk about? The Rockets and the Kardashian curse still seem to be alive because James Harden is struggling out there. Who else? The Kings look like they'll be fun to watch. Karl Anthony Towns, Jahlil Okafor both had a big game this week as rookies. The rookie class of this season seems to be going to be having more big games than the rookie class of last season, which was more heralded, but it'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch to see the two bigs in Okafor and Towns and watch the Lakers pick their struggling point guard between them. So yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, so if there's anything else I'll cover next week for basketball roundup, and let's finish with the baseball roundup, and let's talk about the World Series is going on, and last night the Royals took a 3-1 lead. So yeah, and I hope I really wanted a sweep because the Mets can get out of here, all the way out of here, but
Oh man.
I'll be right in predicting the Royals winning the World Series. So yeah, hopefully they finish it tonight and be done with the lowly Mets.
So, how's the other side doing?
What other side? We're at the World Series.
Oh.
I take that sports trivia point back off.
No!
Erase.
I guess because it's happening so fast.
Well, last week we were talking about, the end of the league championship series.
We were.
Someone doesn't even listen back to their own shows, huh?
No, I just don't know what what those words you just said to me are. It's all good. All right, well, Mets,
You have anything to add?
It's
Well, they
taps.
aren't dead yet, but we'll see. Next week, we'll let y'all know if they're dead or not. Y'all should probably know they're dead or not, but if not, we can recap the World Series and just say 2017 Cobb County Braves. We'll be back.
Cobb County Braves.
So yeah. So that's it for baseball. We can finish up with our football teams. And do you want to talk about your Bills after last week's early Yahoo stream game of sadness?
You know what? I was really, well, first of
It was fun to
all,
watch the game. Like, that's pretty
first of
cool. That was
all,
pretty cool. The stream was dope.
stream was okay. I take back the disrespect, but I do wish I could have watched it on TV.
Well, we probably could
Because,
have hooked it up to the
yeah,
television,
but
but
that's, you know,
extra work.
that is a thing called privilege. Because not everybody has HDMI cables or internet and all those bells and whistles things. And some people need to just turn on their TV and watch. And you took that away from us. No.
Well,
But I, because I was streaming on my phone, I was in the bed, and so I kept falling asleep. And so I missed a lot of the game. And but I was really glad I saw all those interceptions or turnovers and stuff, but I was really glad that EJ at least got it back. They could have won. I mean, it was like on a last play and a crazy throw and catch that they won. So, you know, I still have mad respect for my team, still supporting them, obviously, because I love the Bills. But we gotta do better.
I do think like the NFL should look into having terrible games on
No. But
streams.
it wasn't a terrible
The
game.
Bills and the Jaguars are not two great teams. The
They're
Bills are,
not the two biggest markets,
that
but
is
the game
true.
was
The
interesting.
Bills are a solid team currently this year, and the Jaguars are still terrible. So that's what I'm saying. It's a terrible game.
But it was still interesting.
True, but I like those interesting terrible games to be put on streams instead of us forcibly watching. Because there's a game going on right now that's in the for London this week that's actually on TV,
Yeah.
and I have no idea who it is because I'm not caring what one bit.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, so that was the Bills report, and on to my Falcons, who barely, and I mean barely, by the skin of their teeth, won a game against the Tennessee Titans last week on the road, 10-7. We are five. We are six and one or 5-1, 6-1. Oh, I should know this. I feel terrible. So yeah, we've only lost one game. I'll just give you that, and we haven't looked impressive for a little bit. So yeah,
Told
we're six
you,
and
Maddie,
one.
I still write it.
Are you giving my Atlanta sports choking thing? So.
I mean, I just think he's overrated. I think if the expectations were different, you guys wouldn't be so hurt all the time.
Our expectations are the same.
Okay.
Don't trust anybody.
That's
Like, I knew where the
fair.
Hawks season was going to end last year.
Aw, man.
I knew where the Braves are going to be.
Aw, man.
People kept just know where it needs to. If you know where it's going to end and don't have over expectations, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
If the Falcons go 14-2 this season, don't predict them to go to the Super Bowl. Don't predict them to win the Super Bowl. Predict them to win one game out the playoffs, maybe, hopefully. Even though I'm not betting on that, but just, keep it leveled. So,
Okay.
just don't have over expectation for any Atlanta sports team ever. Even the Atlanta Dreams, who went to the WNBA team, went to two straight WNBA finals and lost. They got as many championship banners as the Hawks up there, fellas.
Oh my gosh.
As far as conference championships, not real,
Oh
championship.
man.
Anyway, so yeah, but go Falcons today. They play the Bucks, and hopefully we destroy them and get our offensive game back on track. Devontae running, getting a lot of the carries and getting a lot of yards on the ground. And hopefully Julio and Matt can be consistent on in the passing game, and we can find a consistent second receiver to help lighten the load. So. Yeah, so rise up. Let's get this seventh win. Keep pace with the Panthers, who are undefeated right now. So I'm looking forward to it. So, yep. That's it for football. You want to talk about fantasy?
I don't have my phone.
I don't really have my phone to look it up either. I could, but it's not that serious. We'll just
Well.
let you know that I won again next week,
Oh.
as I won last week. Ever since Marika's
Come
fluke win in week one, it's been a sweet
on.
destruction. I doubled her last
Again.
week.
It was beginner's luck, I guess. I don't really know what I'm doing.
She picked Brian Hoyer last week, and surprisingly, Brian Hoyer did do well, decent. And everything else went to shambles. Just shambles. Torrey Smith got zero last week. It went to shambles.
Well, you know, at least I don't put money on it. At least it's free.
True. And it's for fun. It's just to talk smack.
That's it
Alrighty. Alright. So now
for sports,
that
right?
is it for sports. Any
Good. Thank
So any other random
you.
thoughts of the day that you would like to provide or anything else? Anything else that's on your mind?
I really, I'm hung. I feel hungover. had too much fun at the Halloween, Halloween slash Christmas party.
The turnip was real.
Last night. Oh, shout out to Uber drivers. Y'all got us home safe.
And to the places safely.
Yeah, and our last Uber driver was so funny. So shout outs to Uber
I
drivers.
do I
You
do feel
guys
like
rock.
I do feel like we'd be on taxi cab confessionals if
Right.
they I was like, huh?
She just opened up to us, and we, just were embracing
She did have
her.
quite the day, though,
Yeah, she
so.
did have a very interesting day. We're not gonna put her business out there like that, but Uber drivers, and there was this drunk driver in front of us, and it was just like, you should just Uber, just get a taxi, get home safely. Anytime you go out,
Be responsible.
there's so many options these days. Calling a friend, Uber, taxi. In Georgia, there's like a get home safe nonprofit that will pick you up. So there's so many options. There's no need to drink and drive. Stay safe out there, people. And that's my PSA
All
and
right.
random thought.
Cool. Thank you.
He saluted me. It was sweet.
Good. Love it. So my random thought of the day, I'll keep it on a lighter note.
Yeah,
If you
sorry.
if you like sports and you like if you're on Twitter, if you like stuff like that, there's a game that's on the Levitard show, radio show for on ESPN Radio, and they play a what he looks like game. And so they go around and name the people in sports and what they look like, and they give these crazy descriptions, and it's hilarious. It's just hilarious. So it, on Twitter, there's a Twitter account for what he looks like. So if you should just go check that out and just laugh,
What is
because
it at? What he looks like?
at what he looks like,
Any spaces or
it's
underscores?
at WHATHELOKSLIKE. So
There
what
you
he
go.
looks like. So yeah.
Oh, got it. All right, I'm gonna look it up.
It's funny. It's funny. They got a picture of Tyler Hansbrough and the engine. It's crappy.
Read it.
Wait, I gotta go find the one for it. I will read you. Which one would you know off top hand?
Tyler, why don't you do the Tyler
Charles
Hansbrough?
Barkley looks like a thumb.
These are mean.
These are
These
funny.
are
These are no. These
mean.
are funny. There's a couple of these that I can't say, but they're hilarious. Louis Scola looks like a sixth grade Hispanic lunch lady.
Oh my
He
God,
does.
stop.
That was a good one. That
Oh
was a
my
good one.
gosh.
That
Well,
was
I
a good one.
guess check it out.
It is. It's hilarious. It's funny. They go in on football coaches because they're so serious and mean and have fun. So yeah. Also check out the Levitard show because it's hilarious. It's a sports like parody. It's a radio show. It's hilarious as well. So
Yeah.
that's all I got for my random thoughts today. You want to kill it off with the Magic
Oh,
8 Ball?
Magic 8 Ball, you bring us such wisdom. Is the show over? Is that the question we're asking? Or are you asking a
I
different
don't
one?
know. You had it early with the Magic 8 Ball with the about Miss
Are
Carson.
we gonna eat all this extra Halloween candy?
Please no.
My reply is no. We're gonna be good. Yes. Okay. All right. Any
Self-fulfilling prophecy
do
right
you
there.
have a question?
Is the show over with?
Oh, is the show over? Ask again later. All right. Okay, it's later. Is the show over? Without a doubt.
All right, cool.
Love you guys.
You can follow us on Twitter at
At Malika Did It, MALIKADIDIT.
and I am at the next in line
Okay,
at
yeah.
TheNextInLine or LINE.
It's
Sorry, the
just the
next in
next in line
line.
without an
Just one, just
I.
the N, just an N. So the letter N. Anyway, so yeah, that's us on Twitter. As you know, I'm your host, Dyron, and this is my co-host and girlfriend.
Malika.
And we just want to let y'all know, the choice is
The choice is yours!
yours.